content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is John Ivey for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Sports Illustrated for Kids. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from the May-June issue of Sports Illustrated for Kids. And let's go right to the front cover. We have in the middle, in the immortal, Tony Hawk. Upside down on his skateboard, probably skateboard. What we can look forward to in this issue, Art Attack, Sketching Shohei, page 14. Torpedo Bat, Warfare, Engage. Our Mega Sandwich of Ballpark Eats. How the Birdman Bounced Back from Countless Gnarly Fall to Remain a Literal Game Changer. What we can look forward to in this issue, the immortal Tony Hawk, page 34. Skateboarding GOAT has taken more than, remember GOAT, greatest of all time, has taken more than a few falls in his gravity-defying career, but he's always emerged stronger than ever. We have our faves, Freeze Frame on page 2, Sports Cards, page 7. On page 9, we have Hot Take. Page 11, Birthdays, Posters on page 27. On page 31, The Treehouse. Page 52, What's the Call? Games on page 53, Art Gallery 54. And on page 56, Buzz Beamer. Our featured articles start on page 16. What if some sports' most notorious injuries had never happened? Or reverse. The Yankees' new lumber has kicked off the next Cold War in the hunt for October glory. Fire the torpedo bats on page 20. Page 22, we're not kidding. The NWSL is being dominated by young players taking advantage of the chance to go pro. What happens when you stack Major League Baseball's wildest ballpark eats into one massive, draw-stretching sando, page 46. And finally, on page 48, in his second season, tenacious defender Amen Thompson led the Rockets to their first division title in 5 years. Freeze Frame, Hockey, Can-Do Attitude, April 27th. 2025, Newark, New Jersey. Hurricane forward Andrei Svechnikov did a lot of celebrating against the Devils in Game 4 of their first-round playoff series. This second-period goal, past goalie Jacob Markstrom, was his second of the game. Svechnikov completed his hat trick in the third period as Carolina won 5-2. The Canes closed out the series with a double overtime victory in Game 5. And we have more freeze frame. This time, ooh, bright idea. April 25th, 2025, Durham, North Carolina. Last year, the Tri-City Chili Peppers, a collegiate summer team based in Virginia, introduced Cosmic Baseball. The game is played under black lights, and the balls, bats, bases, and uniforms glow in the dark. This year, the Chili Peppers took their act on the road with a seven-city tour, including a stop in Durham against the Glowmojis in front of a crowd of 10,000 people. Woohoo! Go, Tri-City! Now let's move on to who's who in sports, and we're going to go... we're going to start in the first in page 7, and who are we looking forward to hearing from and hearing about this month? We have Matt Davis, Denver Pioneers, Mira Andreeva, WTA Tour, tennis, John Broom, Auburn Tigers, Jaden Shaw, USWNT, Rory McIlroy, PGA Tour, Lawrence Butler, the Athletics, Oakland Athletics, Lewis Hamilton, Formula One, Flage Johnson, LSU Tigers, and Jez Ruzic, Penn State Nittany Lions. Let's see if we can't find a little bit more about these people. So we're going to go top of page 8, first line. Jez Maruzic, Penn State Nittany Lions outside hitter. Her height is 6'1". She was born June 15, 2002, hometown Livonia, Michigan. In 2024, Maruzic led the Nittany Lions to their first NCAA championship in 10 years, beating Louisville 3-1. In an impressive title match performance, she tied a career high with 73 swings and 29 kills. A three-time All-American, Maruzic finished her career with 2,030 kills and 1,992 digs. But did you know, in 2024, Penn State's Katie Schumacher Crawley became the first female coach ever to win an NCAA Division I volleyball championship? Lawrence Butler, Oakland Athletics outfielder. His height is 6'3". His weight is 210 pounds. He was born July 10, 2000, hometown Burlington, New Jersey. Despite a difficult start to his Major League Baseball career, Butler was one of the best hitters in the second half of 2024, with 20 home runs, 18 doubles, 2 triples, and 49 runs batted in, and 14 stolen bases over his last 73 games. In 2025, he locked in a 7-year, $65.5 million contract extension with the A's. Good job, Lawrence. Did you know, though, the Athletics plan to move to Las Vegas in 2028? Until then, they will play in a minor league park in West Sacramento. And finally, we have Johnny Broome, Auburn Tigers forward. His height is 6'10". His weight is 240 pounds. He was born July 19, 2002, hometown Plant City, Florida. A former Morehead State transfer, Broome dropped in 25 points and added 14 rebounds in his Elite Eight appearance against Michigan State, winning 70-64. It was also his 21st double-double of the season. This year, Auburn advanced to its second Final Four in the school's history. Did you know, though? Auburn's student section is known as the Jungle. The tickets are in such high demand, it's common for students to camp out days in advance for the best seats. Warm-up. He's in there! Ramos' mad dash around the bases culminated in a head-first slide and a win for his team. Let's run even more! That's by Skip Shoremore. When I'm managing baseball games at the Treehouse, I like to employ several strategies. I never let Lizzie throw her signature whirly ball, even if I wanted to. The Treehouse lawyers would never permit it, not after what happened last Arbor Day. Anytime Buzz is batting for the other team, I have my pitcher do a little arm-flapping thing before heading into the windup. Buzz is terrified of certain birds. But the strategy I lean on the most is a pretty simple one. We run whenever we can. This is a fairly common strategy among Little League coaches who take winning too seriously. I mean, it's okay. If I do it, though. The idea is that the more you make a defense throw the ball, the more likely they are to throw it away. This sometimes works at even the most elite levels. The San Francisco Giants won a game earlier this season when Heliot Ramos hit a dribbler to Rangers pitcher Luke Jackson. After fielding the ball, Jackson threw it into right field. Ramos kept motoring around the bases and scored when first baseman Jake Berger heaved the ball wide of third base. It was basically a home run that traveled 60 feet. Major League teams are running more than ever, which is a trend I can get behind. Even with a torpedo bat, not everyone can hit a home run. Me, for instance? But that's mostly because I make an effort not to bulk up, because we journalists need to remain limber so we can type fast. It's also a trend I'll take for credit for. The last issue of SI Kids featured L.A. de la Cruz and the Art of the Steel. Since that cover dropped, teams have been attempting 1.03 stolen bases per game. Just 5 years ago, that number was 0.66. Now, we can't take all the credit. Major League Baseball's decision to make the bases bigger by 3 inches in every direction for the 2023 season has helped, too. 3 inches might not seem like much, but it cuts down on the distance between the bases by half a foot. Think about how many bang-bang plays you see in a typical game. If a runner has even the tiniest advantage, it's going to matter. Big league teams aren't just running more often, they're running more successfully. This year, would-be base stealers have been safe on 78.5% of their attempts. 50 years ago, when teams ran about as much as they do now, that number was just 64.8%. So more than a third of stolen bases attempts failed. It is not just players who have a history of pilfering bags who are being more aggressive. O'Neill Cruz of the Pirates had 14 steals in his first 35 games, putting him on pace for 65. His career high is just 22. Then there's Bryce Harper. The 32-year-old Philly slugger had 6 steals in 34 games, after just 7 all of last season. Neither he nor Cruz had been caught all year. Why is this so important? Obviously, being able to turn a single into a double is going to give an offense a better chance to score. But stolen bases and any other plays on the base pass are exciting. They put one player's speed against another's arm, and they unfold in rapid, breathtaking fashion. It's a lot more interesting than seeing a big guy jog around the bases. So, how do we keep this trend alive? Maybe make the bases even bigger. Not so big that they're the size of a four-square court or anything. It'll keep runners running and challenging fielders to make great throws. And that might let a sports writer like me finally hit a home run. LOL, can you feel Bron's Kennergy? After his playing career ends, LeBron is a lock to join luminaries like trailblazing female hooper Rebecca Lobo, old school star George Mikan, and former Bulls guard Michael Jordan in the Basketball Hall of Fame. Now he has a chance to join luminaries like trailblazing female nurse Florence Nightingale, old school monarch Queen Elizabeth II, and former Bulls guard Michael Jordan in the Celebrity Doll Museum. The king was recently immortalized in a toy form when Mattel made him its first Kenbassador, a doll based on Barbie's longtime friend Ken. He becomes the first male pro athlete to get a doll in the fabric line, Barbie line. The attention to detail is impressive. James is carrying headphones while wearing stylish pants, a jacket with his Just a Kid from Akron motto on the back, and a bracelet highlighting his I Promise program that provides kids in his hometown with support in school and beyond. Safe to say, the doll was a hit. Fans lined up outside James's undefeated store in Los Angeles 2 days before it dropped in order to guarantee they'd be able to get their hands on one. James showed his excitement for the project in a video that accompanied the release. "Oh, he dope!" the king exclaimed. "That's so cool!" One more realistic touch. The LeBron doll is about an inch taller than the average Ken doll. Birthdays. May 5th, tennis superstar Carlos Alcaraz turns 22. Houston Astros left fielder Jose Altuve will be 35 years old on June 6th. May 20th, gold medalist Tara Davis Woodall celebrates her 26th birthday. And on May 21st, Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen turns 29. In In June 5th, Las Vegas Valkyries guard Kate Martin is 25 today. June 9th, New York Sirens forward Sarah Filler is 25 years old. Number one golfer Scottie Scheffler turns 29 on the 21st of June. And on the 22nd day of June, NBA Hall of Famer Clyde the Glide Drexler celebrates his 63rd birthday. Congratulations, all. Looking forward to many, many more. Lavi and Vivi Crane. Birthplace, Coyote de la Ligne, Indiana. Sport, gymnastics, Jim Gage Center. When she watches her 13-year-old sister compete, Vivi often gets more butterflies than when she prepares to perform herself. "I really get nervous until both of us are finished," says the 12-year-old in red at the 2025 Winter Cup, the first time the two competed side by side. Those nerves didn't show. In the all-around, Lavi won gold and Vivi got the silver. For now, any potential sibling rivalry has taken a back seat to a supportive relationship. "It's really fun to cheer her on and push each other," says Lavi, who won junior all-around gold at the Jeslo Trophy competition in April. Together, they hope to compete on the same team, USA Olympic squad, one day. Are you a future star? If you think you have what it takes to be a future star, have an adult submit your nomination at sportskids@si.com. Art Attack, get your drawings in the mag. Pro artist Michael Furman shares 8 tips to keep in mind if you want to bump up the odds of seeing your masterpiece in our art gallery, page 54. Trash the tracing paper. We asked Furman to trace a photo of Ohtani to show that even when a good artist does it, tracing looks lifeless. Tracing gives you some immediate rewards, but you're digging yourself into a pit, he says. To push an idea that has been thought of before and actually captures it, that's far more fun. Don't limit your art to the pale echo of a photograph. Brainstorm new things you want to see and then bring them to life. Do a background. Have you ever seen Ohtani just standing in a white void like that? We haven't, except sometimes in our art gallery inbox. A stiff pose with no background is uninspired and forgettable. If you want people to stop and look at your art, give your subject some context. It's sort of like creating immersion from the viewer, says Furman. Backgrounds just add believability to your character's existence in space. Pose your athlete in the heat of the action instead of floating in a pool of milk. Keep taking swings. When you sit down to draw, think of it more like a sandlot game than tryouts. There are no stakes here, so just amuse yourself. That's how Furman settled in a direction. I explored countless sketches that were much tougher, rougher, almost stick figures-like. When you stay in play mode, you're more likely to surprise yourself with something loose, cool, and outside your comfort zone. Once you find an idea you love, refine it. When I really realized I could draw, the Ninja Turtles and poses that I wanted to see them in, rather than something I saw in the comics already. Furman, a childhood moment that pushed him into an art career. Number four, capture the essence. What intrigues you about the athlete you're drawing? Think about the traits that make them unique and try to incorporate them. For Furman, it was more than just Ohtani's physical traits. Even though he's at his massive tier in the sport, his demeanor strikes me as pretty humble. I wanted to capture, or not very aggressive but extremely competent, pose, although the puffed cheeks were fun to incorporate. Number five, color it in. Grab some Prim's colors along with adding a background. The unrest was to get SI kids to consider your art for the issue is to give it color. I think about warm and cool contrast a lot, says Furman, but I'm usually exploring on him, too. You can think about it, what colors you like as a person. I notice lately I have an aversion to green and red, so many greens are always coming out kind of teal, and the reds come out kind of pink. Number six, handle the hands. Hands can be as expressive as faces, even if they are sometimes hard to draw. The trick, it's about simplifying what you see, says Furman. I know there's four fingers there, so I'm going to think about four individual fingers. Think more about how they might group. Do they overlap? If so, they might create a wad. Hey, anybody can draw a wad. Number seven, dial in the deets. You know how you can stare at a Where's Waldo page for an hour and still not find the guy? Deltas keep people looking at your art. I want little reward for the attentive viewer to pick out when they're staring at an image, says Furman. Behind some plate, notice how he included Ohtani's name in Ganji. Characters used in Japanese writing. Don't quit, submit. Furman draws digitally on a tablet that connects to his computer, but all of these tips apply to whatever art supplies are your favorite. The only time you actually need a computer is when you have a parent or guardian scan your drawing and emailing it to us. Afraid it's not good enough. Who cares? Submit it anyway. And then when the draw is finalized, myself, maybe every artist is, says Furman. If you don't see your drawing in the next SI Kids, you won't be done. It's okay. If you fall, because to say in a video game way, you're just grinding. Our experience points. What if Greg Popovich is a lot of things? A great coach. He just stepped down after 29 years and 5 championships with the Spurs. A tremendous front office executive. A level-headed wise man who served as the wife of reason even in the most hectic of times. He also can be a little bit, let's call it cantankerous. Plenty of referees who made questionable calls and sideline reporters who asked questions, all kind of questions, felt his wrath. If he was that cranky when things might have been going well, imagine how Popovich above might have been if he hadn't overseen a dynasty. Things could have turned out way that way were it not for a bit of bad luck. At least it seemed like bad luck at the time. Let's go to What's the Call? Fashion foul. During a golf tournament at the Treehouse course under USGA rules, Buzz hits a shot that lands under a bush. He can reach the ball by getting down on his knees, but doing so would dirty his new golf pants. So he places a towel on the ground under his knees and proceeds to knock the ball onto the green. The rest of the players, while complimentary of Buzz's pants, are irate. Do they have a right to be? Buzz is not allowed to do anything to help him build the stance, including using a towel. It's a 2-stroke penalty. Oop. Sorry, Buzz. How about Trivia Challenge? On April 26th against the Braves, slugger Eugenio Suarez of the Diamondbacks became just the 19th major league player to hit 4 home runs in a single game. Who was the last player before Suarez to accomplish that feat? Was it A, Barry Bonds, B, Aaron Judge, C, J.D. Martinez? Answer C. Arizona's J.D. Martinez in 2017. We've run out of time for today's episode of Sports Illustrated for Kids. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm John Ivey, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Sports Illustrated for Kids is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. The number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.